Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it. Allen tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece lightning. 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast. Number 95 for the Jets.
Listen. Thank you.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. And it is time to go inside the numbers with our friend who is a contributor over at NewYorkJets.com, longtime beat reporter for the Bergen Record, Mr. Randy Lang. Randy, what's going on, sir?
Hello, Scott. How are you? We're back again with more stuff. I think Chuck Barris used to say that on the Gong Show. shows how far back I'm going. We got more stuff for you, and that's the stuff we've got is undrafted free agent news, rookie minicamp news. So fire away.
Yeah, let's talk about it, Randy. A lot of guys that came in here as undrafted free agents at rookie minicamp, some of them actually got signed off of tryouts. So let's start with the guys that ended up trying out and sticking around, at least temporarily. I'm not sure that they're going to make the permanent roster, but for now they'll be here. There are three guys that are new. Tell me about them.
Sure. To bring in three tryouts, the Jets had to release or waive three others because they're at 90 players on their roster now, which is the maximum. So the Jets released or waived two of their UDFAs signed right after the draft. Anybody who remembers QB Pee-wee Jarrett from West Florida. He was signed, but now he's waived. Linebacker Trey Jenkins and defensive lineman Manny Jones, who, a UDFA this year, but he was also waived. And who do they bring in? Well, they got rid of one quarterback, and they brought in two from their tryout list. The two quarterbacks are Andrew Peasley from Wyoming, and Colby Suits, I believe that's how he pronounces his name, from Houston Christian. So there are two quarterbacks added to the roster, and that gives the Jets a total of five, including Jordan Travis in the draft, and then, of course, Aaron Rodgers and Tyrod Taylor. So the Jets have a full quarterback room at the moment, and obviously they're not keeping five and they're not keeping four, but they're going to have them around to take some of the work during the OTA sessions that are coming up and during the mandatory minicamp, and then in perhaps an early training camp. We'll see who hangs around, and maybe one of those two can hang on or come back on the practice squad. Now we have the third guy that we talked about, didn't put a name to, and that is Brandon Codrington. Brandon Codrington. He is from North Carolina Central, and that's an FCS school. He's a cornerback by defensive trade, but he's also a pretty dynamic return man, at least on the punt area. He's returned three punts for touchdowns in three seasons at North Carolina Central, including two punt returns last year, his senior year, both of them 80 yards plus. He averaged roughly 17 plus yards per return the last several years. So, you know, we'll see how that works out. He may be just a guy to press Xavier Gibson, who handled the wide receiver and punt return and kick return duties last year. But Brandon Codrington brings some punt return skills to the Jets rookie roster and to the OTAs and perhaps the training camp. So those are the three.
Randy, beyond those three, let's talk about the other undrafted free agents that have shown up at Florham Park. What can you tell me about them?
Well, you know, we had the list of 17. I won't go through everybody, but we'll talk about several. 17 undrafteds. We released two, so 15 of those 17 are still with the Jets. They had 47 tryouts. That's a long list, but that's why the Jets do it. They found three tryouts that they liked. So you've got the seven draft choices, and they all, as far as I know, I haven't heard anybody opting out for any reasons, but, you know, the OTAs are optional. But I think the Jets are expecting all of the rookies, including the draft choices, to be with the team in the coming weeks leading up to the mandatory minicamp, the full squad camp in early June. That being said, I think the one position that seems to have drawn the most interest from the Jets is the defensive line. They only brought in one player at wide receiver, one offensive lineman, one linebacker who's a decent one, Jackson Sermon, and one other defensive back besides Codrington, which is Jarius Moore. But at defensive line, the Jets may have hit it big. They certainly love their defensive linemen, and they brought in several who are the top UDFAs that were not signed, they were not drafted, and they were the top UDFAs, and the Jets brought in players such as defensive lineman interior guy Leonard Taylor from Miami, Florida. He was ranked number two among all the UDFAs by College Football News, and the Jets have signed him, and he's on the roster now. Also, number three UDFA overall from College Football News, defensive lineman Eric Watts from Connecticut, and he is with the team. And then we go to the number five Jets UDFA is Braden McGregor. He's an edge rusher from Michigan. Maybe people recognize his name. McGregor was a one-year starter for the national champs and compiled some very interesting numbers, had nine tackles for loss, 4.5 sacks, and he certainly stood out as far as the players low in the draft and the players who weren't drafted, and now the Jets have brought him in. They also brought in Tyreek Johnson, another Tyreek, but this one's an edge rusher, Tyreek Johnson from South Carolina. So those are the four defensive linemen that the Jets signed who were undrafted. And the first three we mentioned look like they're going to provide some really good competition. And, you know, every year somebody survives the rigors of the offseason and training camp and makes it to the regular season roster or certainly you know, may come back to the practice squad and then find themselves on the roster early on in the season. And so you've got Leonard Taylor, Eric Watts, Braden McGregor, all three highly considered defensive linemen who went undrafted, and now the Jets have them.
Randy, we all remember Snacks Harrison. He was undrafted, and look at what he was able to do here.
Oh, that's for sure. And, you know, the wide receiver group last year, Xavier Gibson was undrafted, and I think Jason Brownlee was undrafted. And so they you know, they certainly Xavier made his impact felt on opening night, and looks like he could be a keeper. I mean, you know, but he's gonna be pressed for his job just like everybody else is on this roster. You know, especially the young guys who don't know how to survive or are just learning how to do that. And that's what the process is every year. You bring in the draft picks, you bring in your 15 to 20 undrafted guys, and you put them all in the, you know, out on the field at this time of year. You know, they have a good a group, I think. The only other guys I could mention maybe from the undrafted free agent list, I mentioned Jackson Sermon, who is a linebacker. Just checking his notes here. Actually, there are two linebackers worth mentioning. Sermon is one of them. He played 51 games over six college seasons, all in the Pac-12, four at Washington, two at Cal. So he's got a lot of experience, a little older, sustained a season-ending injury in October, but he's back. And College Football News ranked him number 10 overall. And so he would be, it's all obviously judgmental at this point. It's all opinion. But College Football News thinks he's the number one Jets UDFA, 10th overall, number one for the Jets. And then the other linebacker that I was going to mention is Jimmy Ciarlo from Army. He's a favorite, I think, of General Manager Joe Douglas, who has a nickname for him already, which is Choo Choo. Ciarlo is one of the 14 captains for the Knights during the past season, and put up a lot of participation, beginning with 12 games in 22, and looks like he had a full roster, full slate of games the last 2 years too. So he's had a lot of experience at Army. He's a local guy from New Jersey, not far in Ringwood, New Jersey, not far from where Carter Warren participated in his high school ball in Patterson. And Carter is still on the roster, of course, at tackle, starting his second year. So, not that the Jets are necessarily bringing in guys who don't have long to commute to One Jets Drive, but Jimmy Ciarlo and Jackson Sermon are two linebackers who look pretty good at this point as far as the UDFA group. And, we could mention a few others, but I think Tyler Harrell is somebody at wide receiver. He's also from Miami, Florida, so he's got a teammate on the roster. And he did not, from the looks of it, he started his career at Louisville. Does not have a lot of reception totals, but he's very fast. He won the 2018 state title in high school in the 200 meters. So he's got some giddy up. He's got decent size at 6 foot. One of the other highly rated or certainly well-rated UDFAs that the Jets brought in.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Lucky Land Casino. Asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Randy, the rookie mini camp just concluded, and we did some shows on him with Andy Vasquez and Robbie Sabo, but I'm sure you have additional notes you can share.
Well, you know, I mean, we had some veterans who are working out and even participated, and Aaron Rodgers was one of them. And you know how it is with Aaron, you know, you mention his name, people listen. And as Robert Saleh said, Aaron has been cleared to participate fully in practice. Now, at this time of year, that doesn't mean they're going at 11-on-11 full contact, of course. It's all non-contact. It's all, as Robert Saleh said, 9-on-9, 11-on-11. It's just learning the system. And so, you know, Aaron Rodgers is not doing any heavy-duty throwing at the moment, but he is fully cleared to participate, and so that's a very good sign for the OTAs ahead, and as we mentioned, for the veteran full squad mini camp in June. So that, I think, that's the most significant thing that probably came out of Saleh talking to the writers this past week. He really did not get into any names among the undrafted free agents because, like he said, you know, they're all in shorts and they don't have pads on, and they're all learning the game and learning the routine. So there's not a lot to report there other than the players who were highly considered, which we've done. Mentioned the players who stood out among some of the draft analysts who were not drafted and now have found homes around the league, and as we mentioned, 15 of them are still with the Jets. So, you know, I don't have a lot in that area, but it's all good stuff that, you know, I think, you know, I want to say Mike Williams is still working out with the Jets, obviously, so he's around. He's got a rehab, his injury from last year, but, you know, he's expected to, you know, to be ready. Hopefully, he said, you know, I don't know if he said hopefully, but It sounds like he's going to take that rehab through the training camp and wants to be ready for opening day. And as I mentioned, Jordan Travis, the quarterback from Florida State, also came in with an injury that he's rehabbing, but he thinks he's going to be ready for training camp. And he's working out also with the group at the Atlantic Health Training Center in Florham Park right now.
Randy, I know you've been doing a lot of stuff involving the rookies and the draft picks and some of the free agent signings and all of that over at NewYorkJets.com. What have you been working on right now that's of particular interest?
Well, we get assignments each week, and just trying to think, the last story I did, I did a piece on Robert Saleh talking about his rookies and the rookie minicamp, and of course he's very happy to get that thing going. But right now, this time of year, as it has been since I started with the Jets in 2007, this is the time of year to start assembling the annual Jets yearbook. And so that is my my baby, my thing, you know, labor of love. And we're doing it again. People haven't stopped reading. They haven't stopped looking at great photos from our photo staff led by Dan Spakowski and Sarah Snyder. And so all of those photos will be featured, or many of them, let's say, not all of them, because we have tens of thousands of photos in our archives, all of them great stuff. And we'll have the multimedia staff writing up stories. Every year we do pieces on the front office people, the coaches, Robert Sala, position by position, and different things that we want to highlight, the team wants to highlight from the past year or from the year ahead. So we'll be talking about all that stuff. We'll be assembling all of that over the next month and a half. And I expect this year's yearbook to be printed up and ready to go late June, early July. And it'll be available online. And if you go to the ball games at MetLife Stadium, you can get it at our Jet shop at the stadium, where Chris Pierce, our fantastic merch man, will have them well stocked and ready to move out the doors for fans who want to see that element of our off-season work, putting together the color photos and the stories for that yearbook. And of course, one of the big attractions for the yearbook this year will be Aaron Rodgers 2.0. So we'll have to see. You know, last year he was obviously featured very prominently, and we didn't really get the full bang for our buck, and neither did Aaron when he tore his Achilles in the four plays into the season opener against Buffalo. This year, obviously, people are hoping for a lot more out of Aaron. Aaron's hoping for a lot more. He's ready to roll, and he will again be featured out front and up close and personal in the yearbook that we're producing right now.
Big question, Randy, is if any of these undrafted free agents we talked about earlier will make it into next year's yearbook. And in order to do that, they'll have to stick around. I'll tell you a feature that could be a good one for you over at NewYorkJets.com, because we were talking about the yearbook and going through the years of the Jets and all the photos and the memories. And then we talked about the undrafted free agents this year. We brought up Snacks Harrison. How about a feature on the Jets' best undrafted free agents of all time? A couple of names that come to mind in addition to Snacks Harrison. How about Robbie Anderson, Wayne Corbett, Victor Green? Some really good players that were undrafted that came along throughout the years for the Jets.
Absolutely. And Wayne Corbett, I mean, you know, you don't get any bigger than that. I mean, the Hofstra standout, the Jets obviously knew about him. I don't know that anybody thought he was a 10-year player in the league. But he was an undrafted free agent signee. And 1995 and 96, obviously, were tough years for the Jets in the Richie Kotite era. But Wayne Corbett stuck and hung around. And then Keyshawn Johnson was drafted. And, of course, that was contentious for a while. But those two certainly played off of each other, made each other better. And Wayne Corbett went on to a career where he has the second most receptions in Jets history, behind only Don Maynard, and he's in the Ring of Honor. So Wayne Corbett, one of my favorites, still consider him a good friend from his time when I covered him. And then since then, seeing him around the Jets training center, and always happy to see Wayne and see how he's doing. And he's definitely, example, or one of the examples you point to when you say, here's what you can become if you're an undrafted free agent. You don't have to limit yourself. You know, it's all up to you. I mean, maybe it isn't all up to you, but you got to believe that. You got to believe you control your destiny. What do you want out of your career? Here's an example of what can happen. And, you know, Wayne, you mentioned Victor Green, one of the top safeties in franchise history, and you know, Snacks, and you know, you go through the list. Maybe that's something that I'll work on for this off season, and we'll do like a 50-year retrospective, maybe.
I like it. Sounds like a great idea. By the way, Wayne Corbett, you can't get a better story if you're a Jets fan. Here's a guy that went to Garfield High School in New Jersey, local kid, goes to Hofstra. He ends up being undrafted with the Jets, catches on in a miserable year, but becomes one of the lone bright spots. And then the whole David and Goliath situation with Keyshawn Johnson, where here's this 5'10", 180-pound guy who isn't even drafted, as opposed to this 6'4", 200-plus-pound blue-chip wide receiver who was the number one overall pick in the draft. And then that famous incident where Keyshawn Johnson referred to Wayne Corbett as a flashlight and said that he was a star. And when Tampa played the Jets, when Keyshawn Johnson ended up playing against the Jets for the first time since leaving the team, Wayne Corbett catches the game-winning touchdown on a halfback option from Curtis Martin. The story had everything. If you're a Jets fan, it's impossible not to love Wayne Corbett. He's a local kid who made good. And again, you want to talk about an underdog story at 5'10", 180 pounds. Some of the poundings that he took when he would lay out over the middle, my goodness, those hits were brutal.
Yeah, they were. He was a willing blocker, and he came up with some nicks and bruises and worse over the years because of it. But he was just quite the he embodied the Jets of that time, and the fact that he's in the Ring of Honor, he never made a Pro Bowl, so that's not doesn't disqualify you, but certainly it's tough to do if you're not considered to be even a Pro Bowl candidate, during your playing days. But he was a fan favorite, and he put it all out on the field. And you mentioned that flashlight game, and I do a lot of research over the course of a season, and now I'll hit the video and the stories up at this time of year, and I keep coming back to that game, and that was so phenomenal. I just two things that strike me from that game. I think you're aware the throw to Wayne Corbett was thrown from Curtis Martin. Mm-hmm. It was the halfback option. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the old video, and I'm sure all Jet fans are aware of this, but if you're not, watch Curtis Martin before the snap. And, we got Vinny Testaverde back there. He's going to hand the ball off to Curtis. But before the snap, Curtis drops something on the turf in Tampa Bay. And then he gets the pitch from Vinny, and he throws the wobbly but on target ball to Wayne Corbett in the end zone for the go-ahead winning touchdown. What did Curtis drop on the turf? He dropped his glove. He was not going to throw the ball with his gloved right hand. He knew that, but nobody else knew that, perhaps. And so if anybody on the Buccaneers side of the ball saw that, it was too late that he dropped his glove. What does that mean? He's going to throw the ball. He did indeed throw it. He put it on the money. And then the second thing that came out about that game, certainly not to dump on Keyshawn, who had a very good career over his, I forget how many years, he spent 10 years, went to Carolina, went to Dallas. He had, in that game, he had made that remark about, Wayne Corbett's a flashlight, I'm a star. And in that game, Wayne Corbett was the star, and Keyshawn had one catch for, I think, 2 yards.
That was certainly not a star-making performance for Keyshawn Johnson. I'll tell you this about Wayne Corbett, Randy. That was a guy that, yes, never made a Pro Bowl, wasn't going to be in the Hall of Fame or anything like that, but anytime there was a 3rd and 5, he was exactly where he needed to be to move the chains.
Yeah, he was, and I don't have his numbers off the top of my head, but he was, I think he is the top 3rd down conversion man in Jets history, or at least the top wide receiver. Curtis Martin may have claimed that for running backs, but Wayne Corbett was just phenomenal with his ability to, you talk about receivers who, 3rd down, he didn't get to the sticks. He didn't go far enough in his pattern. He cut it off too soon. That was not Wayne Corbett. He never cut off his route too soon. He was always where he needed to be to catch the ball, to move the chains, and to help those Jets, especially in the late 90s and the early 2000s, to move the ball and to get some victories and get in the playoffs. And those are all things, obviously, that the Jets need to do this year coming up. And hopefully they found their Wayne Corbett, their Victor Green, whoever they need. They have a lot of very good, talented players on this roster. And if they can add a few more from this draft and undrafted free agent class, they'll be ready to go when the schedule begins. And we're waiting for that NFL scheduled to be released possibly next week, I think, is what I've heard. It'll be soon, and we'll find out who the Jets have on opening day, opening night, or whatever that might be. But let's find the next wing Corvette to go with the players that are already on this roster and are ready to go and trying to do some damage in Aaron Rodgers 2.0.
In a 10-year career, Wayne Corbett, 377 first downs. And in 1998, which of course was the year the Jets went to the AFC Championship game, and we're leading into the second half. Let's not relive that though, Randy, because it's going to make me sad. He had 60 first downs that year. So anytime the Jets sign somebody as an undrafted free agent, they're hoping for a little bit of that Wayne Corbett magic. Randy Lang, NewYorkJets.com, former longtime beat reporter for the Bergen Record. Thanks so much for coming on and talking about these undrafted free agents with me. Really appreciate it. Like I said, you look at these guys and on paper, you may not know their names, but even if one or two of them emerge as a key piece of this team going forward, that's huge. We talked about some of the guys, Victor Green, Wayne Corbett, Robbie Anderson, Snacks Harrison. There's a whole list of them. And perhaps Randy will get a column going over at NewYorkJets.com at some point and do a retrospective of all the really good undrafted free agents the Jets have had throughout the years. Randy, I know you're working on a lot of stuff over at NewYorkJets.com right now. A lot of it's going to be draft-centric, I would imagine, but training camp activities are around the corner, so I'm sure that you're going to ramp up that stuff too.
Oh, yeah. You know, I mean, we have, you know, like the team has a dark period. The multimedia department has a dark period, too. We need it just to recharge the batteries. And that'll come, obviously, after the full squad minicamp ends the second week of June. But we'll get it kicked off before they report for training camp the week of the reporting day. And we'll keep at it. And, you know, like any fans who, you know, love your podcast, and I hope they love it, especially when I'm on with you. But if they love your podcast, but they haven't visited the Jets website, just check it out. I mean, you know, it's not your hardcore, you know, let's crush the Jets if they don't look good. I mean, we're going to be, you know, we report on the team, we're part of the team, but we have so much great material there for any fan, whether it be stories, like I mentioned, the photos are phenomenal. The videos are award-winning. You know, One Jets Drive is the name of one of the documentaries that is, I forget how many years it's been running now, but the guys and gals who produce the video and the shows just do such a great job. I mean, you'll say, you know, where did this come from? Is this CBS? Is this you know, one of the movie studios? No, this is produced in the Jets building by the Jets video department. They're just phenomenal. And, you know, there's a lot to like on the Jets website. So I'd recommend that if you haven't seen it, go to it. Get ready for the season. It's coming.
Make sure you check out everything that Randy's doing over at NewYorkJets.com. Check out everything we're doing at PlayLikeAJet.com and the Play Like a Jet YouTube channel. We've got some All-22 reviews of the rookie class. Olufashinu is up there right now in All-22 form. So is Braylon Allen, the running back out of Wisconsin. Malachi Corley, the yak god from Western Kentucky. Jordan Travis, the quarterback from Florida State, will be coming soon. So watch our videos and subscribe if you haven't already. YouTube.com/PlayLikeAJet. Also, be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Victoria Cash. Thanks for calling the Lucky Land Hotline. If you feel like you do the same thing every day, press 1. If you're ready to have some serious fun for the chance to redeem some serious prizes, press 2.
We heard you loud and clear. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com right now and play over 100 social casino-style games for free. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.